Let's go with these 24 real phrases to speak English like a native and, most importantly, they are based on our book One of You Tub Plus in List 12. You're going to see how it really goes. She is not talking. Pay attention, we give you the pronunciation and what the phrase she's noting would be. She's not talking, key letter shish. Pay attention, key letter shish. She's not, this T is almost not pronounced, she's not. And then talking is not talking, but without L and K is not barb with Y as E, she's not talking.
She's not talking.
Notice that it will not be she's not talking but she's noting.
Shh.
Repeat. She's not talking. Again. She's not talking. Let's do a variation. She is talking. Question, is she talking? Another variation. She is talking. She's talking. Okay, let's go with phrase 2. Who is making noise? Who is making noise? How do you say who? Who verb s, who making is not. Who making noise? Who making noise? Pronunciation of the semi-key letter H, that is, it is not but it is who making. And like E, not making, but making. Key letter and like E, it is not. It is not not is but it is not. Who making is not. Let's repeat. Who's making noise? Who's making noise? Key and semi-key letters. Below in the video description we leave you a video about it, okay? So, who's making noise? Variation 1, I'm not making noise. Variation 2, are you making noise? You making noise? Are you no are you? Are you? You make a noise. This is what we do in our method. Lots of variations so that you get it just like in real life. Number 3, tell him to come. Tell him to come. Tell him to come. But watch out, what happens in English? That H is skipped, they omit it. Natives don't say tell him, they say tell him. Like the Tell song, okay? Tell him. Key letter L, tell him. Jump. Skip the H, tell him. I is E, key letter. Tell him to come. Tell him to come. Come. Tell him to come. Tell him to come. Variation 1. Tell him not to come. Tell him not to come. Tell him not to come. So, tell him to come. Tell him not to come. Like to be or not to be. Tell. The negation of to is not to. Remember Nacho. Not to. Tell him not to come. A-L-R. E. And another similar variation as a similar phrase. You are coming. Are you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming? These are extra bonuses that we always give. Okay, number 4. What are you telling me? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? But what happens when you say it quickly? That it is a T. Well, first the W is a semi-key because it is not G-U, simply U. The T becomes a soft R semi-key. What R? Then we have an A plus the key letter R. What are you telling me? And since it's the key letter L, tell me. Why do I put the R in parentheses there? Well, look, because you can pronounce it. Look. What are you telling me? What are you telling me? Or not pronounce it. What are you? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? Be careful with the T in what, which is a soft Spanish R. Like but like Maria, it's not an English R in war, but what. What are you telling me? With the R, what are you telling me? Without the R, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? Variation 1, tell me something. Tell me something. Variation 2, say something. Say something. And here I'll show you the difference between say, which is always to say someone. Tell me something. But something without mentioning the person if it says say, okay? Say something, tell me something. Tell me something. But the original sentence, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? Okay, what are you telling me? Oh, by the way, look now at how I've done it here, because you might say, there would be another variation, okay? You can say, what are you telling me? You can say, what are you telling me? And you can omit the entire verb like this, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? Okay, what are you telling me? And we'll see it in other sentences, okay? Therefore, you can use or as both or and or nothing, okay? In other words, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? You see, if you omit the entire verb, you join what with a soft R, with you. What you? What you telling me? Okay. Aori, very cool. He is not from America, he is English or he is not American if you like. Okay. So, he is not from America, he is English. He is not from America, he is English. Let's see the pronunciation. He not, exactly present because it is hardly pronounced. He not from. The key letter R generates a U. From, look, from. America. America English. That's wrong. It's not America, it's America, okay? He's not from America English. America is not America, but Amri, okay? UE America. He is English. He is not from America. Do you see the R? From Amer. The R always generates a U, both in from and in Amera. He is not from America, he is English. Key letter CH English. He is not from America. Repeat Amer. America. 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 Key letter R America. He not from America, is English. And notice how that not barely pronounced the T as I said, he's not from America, he's English. ALR. Variation 1. He's from America. Question, is he from America? Is he from America? Variation 2. He's from America. He is from America. He is from America. ALR. Number 6. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Pay attention, because we would always say this here, something like wait lave W, which is made like a U wait. The T becomes a soft R wira, look, wira and then minet. It's not minute or minuted, it's mene, if you don't move and with very little you move. Stop, wait a minute. Bruno Mars song says, stop, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Variation 1. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. The T is a soft R and like I'm waiting. I'm not waiting. Variation 2. I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting. Alright. Very cool. Where is he working? I put that he in parentheses because it's more natural to say where he is working. I mean, in Spanish you would say donde él está trabajando. Donde está trabajando él, okay? The he is omitted. Therefore, that's why I put it in parentheses, okay? So, where is he working? Look, where? Where? Key letter R preceded by where is in like ihi semiki h where can semiki w key r. Where which comes like the were and like e but pay attention to the pronunciation, that is, the breakdown. Where is he working? Notice that I omit the hy, because the native speakers almost always omit it. They don't say where is he working, but where is he? 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 Le. Okay, they skip the H. Where is she? Where is he working? Where is he working? Why do I put it in parentheses? Because they can omit it. They can say wes working, okay? Wes like Weska. Wes. Okay, so, notice that you have the option with the R. Where is he working? Or you can do wesi. Wesi. Like Wesito. Wesi. Do you see that I omit the R? I mean, it would also be the same as the is S, okay? It becomes, I mean, it's an E and like E. So, by removing the R from where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Ah, where is he? Where is he? Where is he working? Where is he working? Ah, and I put it for many sentences. Where is he going? You would say, where is he going? Where is he? Where is he going? If it were where she's going, where she going, where she going. Therefore, with the R, where is he working, where is he working. Without the R, where is he working, where is he working. Nowhere is going to teach you this in the next 20 years, I guarantee it. Even with artificial intelligences they won't see it, okay? These types of details are what will make you speak, pronounce and sound like a real pro, okay? So, where is he working, where is he working. The easiest thing, Hughes Wasey. Wesito, Wesito, a bone, Wesito, Hughes working, above all, right? Working, 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 working. ALR, very cool. We are far from home. We are far. Key letter, R. We are far from. The R that generates a from home, semi-kh. We, notice that I said we are, but normally this is contracted like this. We are is said, it is put like were far. You can say we are far from home, but the normal way is to say were. We're far, we're far. We're far from home. 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 Variation 1. Let's ask a question. Are we far from home? Are we turning around? Are we far from home? Are we far from home? ALR. And variation 2. We're not far from home. 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 I mean it totally. I mean it totally seriously. I totally mean it to mean something. Min significar, but it's a phrase made to say, lo digo totalmente en serio, I mean it. I mean it. I mean it completely. I totally mean it. Pay attention to the pronunciation. That's not it, it's ELI. Toro, toro, like toro, but with toro. Well, even with O it would also be worth toroli. Toroli, toro or toro. Same. Toral min et. And that I like E and the T is almost not pronounced. I totally mean it. I totally mean it. I totally mean it. I totally mean it. ALR. I mean it. I mean it. I just want you back for good. Sala concion. Whatever I said, whatever I did, I mean never mean it. He never says it seriously. I never mean it. I just want you back for good. I just want you back forever. Whatever I said. What did I say? Whatever I did. Whatever I did. I never mean it. I never, never meant it. I never mean it. I just want you back for good. Never mean it. I mean it completely. Variation 1. Do you mean it? Seriously, do you mean it? Do you mean it? I'm not serious. I don't mean it. I don't mean it. Watch how I pronounce it. Aaron. Arrow. Aaron mine. Aeon mine, and in all cases the T is barely pronounced. But watch out, it's not Aaron mine. There's a little bit of T, okay? Aaron mine, mine. You put your tongue out, but it's barely said. Now those aren't cats, they're dogs. That, since it's plural, isn't going to be that, but those. Look, those are not cats. They're contracted, they're dogs. Those are not. Same with the not, the T is barely said. Those are not cats. They're dogs. Those are not cats. The plural of them is obviously they. Oh, also for things, for animals. The dogs. Okay, so, those are not cats, they're dogs. Those are not cats, they're dogs. They're dogs. Variation 1. What are those? What are those? What are those? Variation 2. What are these? What are these? These estos. T-H-E-S-E. These are those, what are these? But the original sentence, those are not cats, they are dogs. Those are not cats, the dogs. ALR, very cool. Now, she's smiling at me. I'll put she in parentheses because it's more natural in Spanish. No, I'm not used to saying she's smiling at me, but we would say me esta sonrisa. Therefore, that's why I put it like that. However, in English you always have to use the pronoun, therefore, she's smiling at me. She is smiling. She is contracted. She's smiling at me smiling. Do you see? She's smiling. Millen. Key letter L, key letter I, as it is she's smiling at. That's how we pronounce it, me. She's smiling at me. She's smiling at me. Key letter shish. 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 She. She's smiling at me. Shish. Telling to be quiet. She, key letters, semi-key. You have it down in the video description, okay? She's smiling at me. She's smiling at me. No, she's smiling either. She's smiling. It's the key letter S because you don't put the E in front. She's smiling at me. She's smiling at me. ALR. Variation 1. She's smiling at me. She's smiling at me. She's smiling at me. Variation 2. She's not smiling at me. She's not. That one is almost never said. She's not smiling at me. Very cool. Where is your cousin from? Number 12. Where is your cousin from? Where is? Where is? Separately. Where is? And like yours from my key and key letter are your cousin from. But let's see what happens when we put everything together, which letters fall and decay, etc. Okay, look at that we. Same as before, you can say where is where, okay? Where is or where is it is in the transcription is look where because we can track where with you can also say where is like the previous sentence, okay? Where is or where's? But we can omit the R and then it becomes Wes. Remember, Wes like Weska, like little bone. Wes, Wes, Wes. That's because of the part where is, but then you're after my key and because it becomes I, not your, but your, the real it was your becomes was me. Wes you. W your cousin, not cousin. Sen is going to be like this. Let them get married. Look at them, they're together every day. Well, to be like this, let them get married. Cousin. Cousin from. The R generates a U. From. Cousin from. Therefore, with all the letters where is it's hard for me, huh? Where is your cousin from? Where is your cousin from? We remove the RS. Where's your cousin from? Where's your cousin from? Hey, cousin from. Variation 1. My cousin is from Spain. My cousin. My cousin from Spain. Variation 2. My cousin was not from Spain. Same. My cousin not from Spain. My cousin not from Spain. For so, where? Where your cousin from? Where's your cousin? Where you, where your cousin from? Where you, where you? Where's your cousin from? Where your cousin from? ALR. Male 1. Is from Spain. My cousin is from Spain. My cousin is not from Spain. ALR. Very cool. You look bored. Having pint is how you look bored. Having pints is you look, okay? You look bored. But be careful. One thing is boring, being bored, and another thing is a person who is boring, who causes you boredom. In this case, being bored, someone you see is bored, okay? So, you look bored. You look born. How chubby in English. You looked. You look, sorry. Key letter L or semi-key letter in you. Not you but luck. You as or semi-key U as or not look, but look. Word. Look bored. Key letter. R. Bored. Bored. If you're not a board or be careful with the board. Okay. You look bored. You look bored. ALR. Phonetic transcription with our phonetic system you talk. You look bored. You lock you as bored. Key letters semi-key. Below in the video description there is a super good video by sections with everything. Okay, so, you look bored. You look bored. Al, do you look bored? You look bored? Variation 1. You don't look bored. You don't look bored. You don't. It has its pronunciation as how it works. You don't look bored. Don't look bored. Variation number 2. I look bored. Do I look bored? Do I look bored? ALR, again. You look bored. You look bored. You don't look bored. You don't look bored. You don't look bored. I look bored. Variation 2. Do I look bored? Do I look bored? You guys, good job. ALR. Now let's go with 14. He looks boring, that is, he is a person with whom you have fun, okay? Same thing. So, in this case it will be he looks boring. So, to be bored and to be boring. Okay. So, I'm boring. No, I'm so boring. I'm so boring, but I'm bored. I'm bored. Sonic anyway, in case he looks boring. He looks boring. He looks semi-key he. In this case it's pronounced because it's at the beginning of the sentence he looks you as a third person s. He looks borong. Boring. The R generates a U. Boring. And then the I is an E. Boring. Look, he looks boring. He looks boring. People don't pronounce it. He looks boring. He looks boring. Variation 1. He doesn't look boring. He doesn't look boring. Look. He doesn't. He doesn't becomes he doesn't. The D is a soft R. The T is not pronounced. He doesn't look boring. He doesn't look boring. He doesn't look boring. Question. He looks boring. Doesn't he look boring? Does any doesn't he? He skipped the H. Does any look? Does any look? Since it's the diz, we remove the S from looks. Does any look boring? Let's recap. He looks boring. He looks boring. He looks boring. He doesn't look boring. He doesn't look boring. He doesn't look boring. Question. Does he look boring? Does he look boring? Go back and repeat. Okay, he looks boring. He doesn't look boring. Does he look boring? Okay. ALR, very cool. What a drag. Wow, how boring. Okay. What a drag. Idiom. What a T becomes a soft R. Okay, first a semi-key W. Wah, it's a U. The T becomes a soft R. And then the key letter R generates a drag U. And that A is A, like can. A, okay, that's it. Anyways, what a drag. And there the G is slightly pronounced, see? What a drag. Oh, man. Oh, dude. What a drag. What a drag. What a drag. What a drag. He is riding a bike. He is riding a bike. Same thing in parentheses because it doesn't sound natural to put L in Spanish. So, él está montando en bici. He is riding a bike. And look how curious, riding. Widening sounds the same as writing. Writing and writing to the mouth or ears or mouth of a native sounds the same. He's riding a bike. He's riding a po is writing a book. He's riding a po is riding a bike. He's riding a bike. Why? Because the first R is the same and then the T or the D converted to a soft R, which are our first two semi-key letters, sound like a soft Spanish R. And then, what else do we have there? The Lorena AU. Rye, okay? So you can see it there. Widen. His semi-key H hyson. The ROO, OO, always generates AU. Riden, then the D becomes soft. He is riding a bike. It's not bike, it's bike. He riding a bike. He riding a bike. What variations do you have here considering the ones we did before? A negative one. Okay, he is not riding a bike. He is not riding a bike. He noting a bike. The T in not is barely pronounced. He's not riding a bike. And another variation. Question. He is riding a bike. It's he. I'll turn it around. Is he riding a bike? What happens when you have the H between vowels? It gets eliminated. It becomes is riding a bike. He bikes again. He is riding a bike. He is not riding a bike. He is riding a bike with me. He is riding a bike. He is riding a bike. Is he riding a bike? Is he riding a bike? He's not riding a bike. He's not riding a bike. Again, he's riding a bike with me. He's riding a bike. Negative. He's not riding a bike. Not riding a bike. Question. Is he riding a bike? Is he riding a bike? You guys, good job. Oh, free. I almost forgot. You have it below. More than an hour of presentation. We only ask for your name. Click on the link in the description. Click on the link in the description. That presentation was, whatever you want to call it, a review, a collection that you have below for yourself, totally free, and you can leave me comments to see what you think. ALR, we did it with Carlos a while ago and you're going to love it. I love it. How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? Separately, but what happens? Surprise. How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? Okay. How becomes ha? The do you feel. And the feel is not feel, but feo, I don't trust it, with very little it. Feo, how do you feel? And it can be even more aggressive. I didn't put it, but instead of how do you can say how you feel. How you feel. How do you feel? 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 Okay, ALR, so, therefore, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you have it there? How do you feel? Har you or well har you fo? Har you fo? Har you feel how you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? It looks like a, I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. I don't 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 feel feel. I don't feel good. ALR, number 18. I'm losing a lot of money. I'm losing. Like a lot of money. Because the T in the H becomes a soft R, the IV is pronounced like a V. Money, money. I'm losing a lot of money. I'm losing a lot of money. I'm losing, I'm losing. I'm losing a lot of money. I'm not losing a lot of money. Variation 1. I'm not losing a lot of money. I'm not losing a lot of money. Variation 2. Question. Am I losing a lot of money? Money again. Losing of money, losing of money. Losing of money. You guys, call me as soon as possible. Give me a call. I could say call me, but better naturally. Give me a call. Call. Give me in like EV semiclave. Give me a call. That O, that L makes the A sound like an O, but the L is barely pronounced. Give me a company. So as possible. The same is not possible, but pa pelota, but almost without the L. Well, like be okay. Possible. Give me a call as soon as possible. Even that give me could be said like this. Give me like the song. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me a man after midnight. So, give me a call soon as possible. Give me a call soon as possible. Variation 1, I'll call you. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call. It seemed like 2, I won't call you. I won, I will not. It is said, I won. I won't give you a call. I won't give you a call. Again, give me a call. Give me O. Give me a call as soon as possible. Give me a call. No call as soon as possible. Give me a call as soon as possible. 1 appeared. I will give you a call. 2 appeared. I won't give you a call. Number 20. Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him. Look. Don't laugh at him. T is a soft R. I skip the H and as an E. Don't the attempt. The T in don't is not pronounced don't the don't. Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him. ALR. Very cool. Variation 1. I'm not laughing at him. Variation 2. Are you laughing at him? Are you laughing at him? I'm not laughing at him. Are you laughing at him? It's raining a lot. It's raining a lot. It's in like E. Key letter R that generates a U rainin'. And like it's raining, raining a lot. Almost feels it. It's raining a lot. It's raining a lot. Variation 1. It's not raining a lot. It's not raining a lot. Variation 2. It's raining a lot. It's raining a lot. It's raining a lot. It's not raining a lot. It's raining a lot. What are you playing? What are you playing? What are you playing? And here we can do both what are you playing and what are you playing. Like what you playing, okay, that's it. What are you playing? What are you playing? Without the R, without the verb. What are you playing? 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 ALR, very cool. What are you doing? Same thing. What are you doing? You can say both what are you doing and what are you doing. Like what you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? They're not going to teach you this anywhere. Again, what are you doing? 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 I'm planning to get there at 5. I'm planning to get there at 5. I'm planning to get there at like 5. Planning to get there almost without. There at 5. Almost without. I'm planning to get there at 5. I'm planning to get there. A 5. I'm planning to get there. A 5. I'm planning to get there. 5. Planning to get there. Plan get there. ALR. I'm thinking of getting there at 5. I'm planning to get there at 5. And what I'm planning is for you to watch this presentation. Click on the link. Just your name and your number. Your number. Not your name and email. Remember to subscribe and activate the bell. That helps us a lot. Big time. We will respond to all comments. So leave questions and suggestions for others. Videos. Practice all the variations and I hope you had fun. ALR guys, thank you so much.